we have the incredible guest all the way from over there, Lewis McKell. He is in the studio and he's sitting right opposite me. Lewis, how on earth are you?
I'm very well, Pete. It's lovely to see you again.
Oh, it's so lovely to see you. And thank you for all my lovely gifts that you brought over from Spain in your hand luggage. We will eat some of them later, of course. Maybe you'll break bread with me. But the other thing you brought me was this amazing new album, Self Help Tape. Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, you know what's funny? Because I haven't seen you for a while. And I see all your stuff on Facebook. And I saw you with this said thing. And I was just thinking, that is gorgeous and groovy. And I know how much work has gone into this. So tell me all about this brand new album straight away. What is going on?
I spent the last couple of years or so working on the tracks. I mean, originally my plan back in 2020 was to finish and record the album and release it.
2020.
But you know how 2020 went.
I vaguely, I try not to actually.
So in the end, I had to, I released a sister EP, if you want to call it that, which was Heart Betamax.
Yeah.
As much as I really enjoyed the tracks on there, I kind of didn't want to release an album during that time, because for anyone who released an album during 2020, it was probably really hard going, especially if you're, you know, not a very well-known artist and you're kind of limited to touring. So for me, I just thought, well, releasing an album at this time is going to be pretty difficult. So in the end, I went with releasing the EP and then having a bit more time to work on some better songs. So that's
what
came out.
Looking back, lockdown and all of that time, not a bad space for you? Just a different space?
Yeah, it was a bit of because I moved to Spain in January of 2020.
I know all of the things.
Yeah.
You, 2020 was going to go one definite way for you, and boy, it swung, right?
I just remember New Year's Eve of 2019 being like, this is going to be a great year. And it was like, oh, dear. I jinxed it. But it was a weird start, you know, starting life in a new country and then kind of being sort of isolated from people for a long time.
But because you went to Spain. So how were the Spanish with all that? Because, I mean, you know, every country had its own little quirks and lockdown obsessions and rules and rules upon. Our rules were changing by the week.
Yeah,
it was insane.
It was pretty strict.
I remember getting pulled over by two police because I sat down on a bench with an ice cream. It was like, what? Hang on. No, you got to keep moving. You can be out so long as you keep moving. I'm like, oh my days,
no,
this is insane. Where's the logic? I was on the beachfront. I mean, what am I going to pass on sitting on a bench that I'm not walking? Nothing made sense to anyone. So you did all that, didn't you? By the way, a message in, a quick question to you.
Yes.
What's the difference between a sister EP and a brother EP? Just asking for a friend, it says here.
That's a good question.
What sort of friend is he?
I don't know why. I think it's because I heard someone calling, you know, another album of theirs. Oh, I tell you what.
Go on, please.
I don't think I copied it exactly, but do you remember when the Human League released the album Dare? And then they released...
That was a trick question, right? You're just trying me out. And when I leap up in the air and go, don't you... And then you go, I knew it! He's a closet Human Leaguer. Yes, I do actually remember Dare.
And
yes,
then the follow-up to Dare was
Crazy
Fascination.
Reference. Yeah.
And that was considered a sister EP or a sister album.
Interesting.
And it was meant to go inside the sleeve of the Dare album few tracks. So that's kind of what I did, but in reverse.
All of that is so interesting, but you weren't even born then. What are you chatting about? What are you talking about? This was 1981. Where are you going with
that? It was only a few years before I was born.
I know, but
so,
you're just a legend. You're such a legend. We love you so much for it. And in fact, more now that you've just, you know, crowbarred in a Human League Dare reference.
Bless you.
Is the first time that's ever happened. So listen, chat on, obviously, we'd love it. But you are here to play. You're here to work. And you've drunk us dry in that green room. Would you mind seeing what kind of music will come out of this beautiful thing?
Well, I'm going to play some tracks off the album, of course. Well, I think it'd be rude not to.
It's very rude, yes. What have you got lined up?
So the first track I'm going to play is called Second Best.
Oh, baby, take it away.
Although the melodies are nice and upbeat, you know,
really?
We're going to
Sure.
Get you down with some sad lyrics.
Well,
but I'll try not to.
I'd expect nothing less.
Get your attention through all this resentment, loving what I do less and less. To gain recognition is such competition. Who am I trying to impress? Losing hope in things I love. I'm a failure in your eyes. I know I won't win the race, so I will set up a second place. You set the bar low and the towel is then thrown. Things don't seem to be going my way. See through my potential, see through all credentials. The hard work may pay off someday. Running from these rain clouds, holding on. My eyes are set on the prize, but I'm a failure. Of a second place. Ooh. Ooh. My eyes are set on the prize, but I'm a failure. A second place. My eyes are set on the prize. Maybe one day you'll realize, although I'm not quite like the rest, so I will set off a second best.
Thank you. That was a second best there. You got Lewis McHale. And get this, right? You won't. This is amazing. He's playing live. He is actually here in the studio. What do you think of? Because you've been here before, right? But that was before the refurb. Do you like the sort of Maida Vale feel about the place?
Is this the refurb of Radio Reverb?
Thank you.
The Radio Refurb.
Thank you. You picked up on that. I'm glad. Because when you said in your email, is it okay to bring in the London Symphony Orchestra? I said, of course it is, because we've moved to this hallowed ground.
Lots of space.
So you could have brought, you know, anyone you liked to play along. What's the deal? Because you're over, you know, from this fair city, of course. Then you went to Galicia. Am I saying that right?
Galicia, yeah. I mean, I'm near Galicia, but near enough.
Nearer than we are.
If I say to people I live in Ponferrada, they'll be like, where? So, you know, Galicia's good enough. you know, it's known enough, I suppose.
I think it's known all over the place, of course. And that's the thing. But what are you? Are you got some gigs lined up? That was the nut of the question.
Yes, so I'm halfway through a tour. I'm at the halfway point now with James DeMaxim, who I toured with last year, who unfortunately could not be with us today.
Lovely man and a very talented fella to boot.
Lovely guy. Love James touring DeMaxim with him.
When you see him, I don't know if you're going to see him today or tomorrow. Will you please ask him any more tracks, because we love playing his stuff.
Absolutely.
And if he's got new stuff or whatever he's got, we would love.
He's got a new single, so I'll get him to throw it your way.
That would be fab.
Not in a nice way.
So how can we go and see you while you're here? Because I know it's not just Brighton, you're going all over, aren't you?
Yes. So on Friday, we're going to be at The Escapist in Chichester.
Oh, yeah.
That's from 7 o'clock.
Chai.
I mean, it actually starts at 8, but I say 7 just so people can get there on time. And then on Saturday, we're playing at Water Into Beer in London.
Yeah.
Which is a great venue. Yep. And that's going to be totally acoustic, so no amps, no microphones. And then Sunday, we're playing at Arco Baleno in Brighton in Kemp Town, hosted by the lovely Chloe Lee.
Love Chloe Lee. She came on about 2 months ago.
She's great.
I think March, yeah. Absolutely. She played a blinder. Played so beautifully. And what a voice. I love her songs. There's a kind of song that just stay in your head for the rest of the day, is that kind of gorgeousness. So that's pretty groovy. That's good stuff. And then are you shooting back to Spain?
On the 23rd. So I'm here for another week, which is nice.
See you.
It's lovely. Always lovely to be back.
Fab. And thank you so much for keeping me in the loop with your stuff. And this album is such a treat. I really appreciate you giving me a copy, because I know how much work has gone into this. It's beautiful. And there's a few names I know on this thing. There's even this guy called Steve Badden Motherfucker Parker. What has he done? What have you got him to do? Bass guitar?
I could never do it without him.
Is that a wise gesture?
Of course. I know it's a bit of a mouthful.
Well,
but you know,
keep him on the straight, you know?
He's a man of many aliases.
He is a man of many. You're absolutely right. Would you like to play a track? What have you got lined up?
I've got another track here with some downbeat.
Downbeat. Go get you and your downbeat. Go on, spoil us. What have you got?
So this is a track called Thanks for Nothing.
Yeah,
and I'll give you the story in a nutshell, but it's a song about a toxic friendship that I was involved with at university with someone who was about 10 years older than me, and I was in my early 20s, and he was someone that really inspired me and influenced me, but then he just took off and disappeared out of my life, which was sad, and I never got closure, so I wrote this song as a way of getting closure.
Okay.
Anyway, here we go. Wasted mornings, wasted nights, treasured moments tainted with lies. You were family, we were home, but now I must go alone. This party's over, drink up and leave. Our conversation's dead to me. A new beginning is what I need. You don't know me at all. It's time for the curtain call. See you in another life. Thanks for nothing, goodbye. Passing moments in a flash. Unfinished business stabbed in the back. All good things don't last. Some things are best left in the past. This party's over, drink up and live. Our conversation's dead to me. A new
is what I need. You don't know me at all. It's time for the curtain call. See you in another life. This party's over, drink up and leave. Our conversation's dead to me. A new beginning is what I need. You don't know me at all. It's time for the curtain call. See you in another life. Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
Gracias.
If you're with your friends, or if you're on your own, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. If you are at work, in the car or stuck at home, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. Oh Pete Jones, oh Pete Jones, he's the man, don't you know? So listen, listen to the Pete Jones Show.
Oh, we love that. Thank you. That was when Lewis came in with Steve Bad Mother Foca, of course, and did that off the cuff. That didn't even rehearse. It was live on air.
Never need rehearsal.
Never need rehearsal. I mean, some people might, you know, disagree with it. No, no, stop that. Not this person. Not me. I think it was beautiful. It's I don't care natural. What anyone. I don't care what everyone else says. What do they know that we don't? Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
What uni was that you went to?
I always say, yes, because on my degree, yes, it says Oxford. Brighton University. If only. Yeah. But I actually went to Northbrook in West Durrington.
Right.
Yeah, in Goring. Well, you know, it's...
Yes. It's on sea or upon sea or in sea.
Durrington on sea, but you have to get off at Goring on sea or Goring by sea station. I don't remember. It's so many years
ago. Yeah, I reckon there's a by sea in there. Goring always sounds so scary.
It does. It's, yeah, it's
and then
sinister.
You get off and you can almost see the Lancing scary building as well. It's like, oh, it's all scary around here. And isn't Durrington around there somewhere too?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Campus is classed as Durrington, but you have to get off at Goring by sea station.
And yet, when you get your certificate, it says, Brighton University?
Yeah, because our work was marked by Brighton University.
And never done. Our work was never done.
Exactly.
good, I'm glad we got that straight. All that Lewis McHale back catalogue history. So you turned it into a song. Love it. What are you working? Because you said, so the self-help tape, by the way, how do people get hard copies? Is it a thing at the back of a hall when they see you live?
That, or they can go on my Bandcamp, Lewis McHale.
Right, that's what we want.
Bandcamp.com.
So Bandcamp.com, go check out Lewis McHale. And I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. And Lewis has literally handmade these. I mean, I'm not kidding. When you see them, they are stitched together. Self-help tape is beautiful. I love it. And then are the tracks available
on Spotify?
On Spotify.
The usual.
But we don't want them there, do we? We want them to buy things.
I'm happy for people
don't
just to hear them.
That. Stop.
Whatever
that.
They want.
No. No, come here. You don't know what you know.
I also have cassette tapes as well. They're also on the Bandcamp as well.
I see, you're a little bit of a retro bunny, aren't you?
Oh, I love it.
I mean, we've had Dare. We've had the Human League reference already. You came in brandishing. Look, people, look, I've been to Snooper's Paradise and look what I bought. And it was the cutest thing. It was a little floppy. I think we used to call them floppy disk. No, you flexi disc. That was it. And it came free with smash hits. Now, the only annoying thing is it doesn't have a date on it, but it's a squeeze, a green sort of floppy, flexy, disky thing with Squeeze, Freebie, Wrong Way written on it. It's stunning. It's a beautiful work of art. I love the fact that you've got that, and also that you've probably got a thing to play it on.
I do, and good. I'm a bit worried if my stylist is going to hate me for putting this thing through it.
It won't come out of its pocket if it sees that. I mean,
it's got a few dinks on it.
We used to say when I was growing up, my dad had, obviously, you know, because everyone had a record player. We used to call it the old coffee grinder because what we'd put it through with all the dirty old vinyl that we'd subject his beautiful needle to. You know, it was basically grinding coffee by the end. And if anyone in the family got a newer record player or whatever it went on, then the older one became the coffee grinder. We're not going to play my records on your old coffee grinder. So I get it. So I, you know, good luck with your stylus. I can feel it just sort of blanching now. Remind me, last thing, is the Brighton, when can we see you in Brighton again?
This Sunday. On the 21st?
Yes, it is
May.
The 21st.
Yep, I got the dates right.
You have.
At Arco Beleno in
Kemptown.
In Kemptown.
In Kemptown. Is it a freebie?
Yes. And it's actually an open mic, and James and I are the featured guests.
And will Chloe Lee be playing as well?
I hope so.
That is fantastic. And do you duet with James, or is it two different sessions?
Two different sessions.
Yeah. And do you ever support each other, literally support each other?
Of course. Always.
As in, but do you play together?
No, but I may get him to do some vocals on one of my tracks, which is...
That's what I mean, because you guys would work so beautifully together, I think.
I think so. He's got a beautiful voice and he's good at harmonies, so it's got to happen.
What about the mouth organ in the background or something for him?
I could do.
You know, you guys got to, you know, mash it up a little. You know.
I love collaborations.
You need a manager. you need me on your back, you know, giving you grief. Lewis, thank you so much for coming and just being so brilliant. Please, I know you will already, but please keep us abreast of all your new music. And even if it's like a sort of demo that you just want us to air, we will do it. You know that.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, there is this 10-tracker. It's a stunner. What is it going for as a hard copy? What would people have to spend?
It will be £6.
What? But is that really? You can't even get a pint in this town for £6. Are you joking?
But
that's such a good deal.
I also have some goodies. Like, I have T-shirts. Now.
Now he tells us. You've got merch?
I got merch, and
he's got merch, everybody! Hey! Well, we are in the market, you know. I mean, this is the place to be. Although I'm looking down now, and I don't think you'd get a free table down there. It is so busy. We're on the 17th floor of Reverb Towers, as you all know. And I kid you not, you couldn't move down there for stalls. And so it's a shame, because if you got merch to sell, that would have been the place, because it is a hive of activity. So you've got T-shirts to sell. Have you got mugs, pens, stationery, bags, wallets?
I've got...
glasses?
Only T-shirts.
T-shirts.
Tapes and CDs. But I also have free badges. And, of course, I made the mistake when I was in Spain the other day of translating them wrong to batones.
And what does that mean? Buttons?
Well, it's buttons. Because only because Google translated it.
Okay. Yeah, but that's okay, because the Americans call them...
Exactly.
Buttons,
it translated it from American English, which was a bit of an error. So, oopsie.
No, that's not an oops. That's fine. I thought it might mean buttocks or something, which would be more interesting. I've got Lewis McHale written on my buttocks. And, you know, that might have been a sort of a Forrest Gump moment there, which you don't necessarily want. But anyway.
Of course.
Please,
we don't want a mistranslation like that.
Not necessarily. Maybe you do. I don't know. Who doesn't want Lewis McHale written on their buttocks? I know no one. Please let us tell us what you're going to play, and that we will bid you farewell, my friend.
No problem. This is the third track on the album, and it's called Down for the Count.
Oh, take it away.
My comeback's overdue. Got a lot that I need to prove. Kick to the curb again. Who the hell are my real friends? Lady Luck's not on my side. Taken for my last ride. I'm down for the count, baby. 1, 2, 3. Everything is on the line, but all I smell is defeat. I've been down and out many times before. Walk my way back to the top, then straight down to the floor. Been beaten once, but I won't lose twice. Thank you. need to make my friends and foes. I'm a shadow of myself. There's no way I'm getting shelved. To you I'm a disgrace, but that is all about to change. I'm down for the count, baby, 1, 2, 3. Everything is on the line, but all I smell is defeat. I've been down and out many times before. Love my way back to the top, then straight down to the floor. Been beaten once, but I won't lose twice. Baby, uno, dos, tres. Everything is on the line, but all I smell is defeat. I've been down and out many times before. Got my way back to the top, then straight down to the floor. Been beaten once, but I won't lose twice. I won't go down without a fight. I'm coming back to make things right.
He speaks Spanish, you know.
Hey.
just before, listen, Alfonso the Magnificent takes it in. Nice work, Lewis. Hey. We are tapping our feet along here at Alfonso HQ. I wasn't sure what I was feeling, but thank you, baby. And
no,
Lewis,
thank you.
You are so gorgeous and brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you so much.